Maria's story begins in a small Brazilian town where possibilities seem as limited as the horizon. Like many young women, she nurtures fairy tale dreams of a handsome husband, a beautiful wedding dress, and a perfect family in a house with a sea view. But life quickly teaches her harsher lessons through early heartbreaks. At 11, Maria experiences her first disappointment when she falls for a neighborhood boy. Their silent daily walks to school become the highlight of her existence. When he finally approaches her to borrow a pencil, an obvious excuse, Maria panics and hurries away, immediately regretting her reaction. For days afterward, she clutches a pencil during their walks, hoping for another chance that never comes. This becomes her first lesson about missed opportunities. When she experiences her first menstruation, Maria initially believes she's dying. Her mother's matter-of-fact explanation, "Now you're a young woman," introduces her to the biological realities that differentiate women from men, prompting complaints to God about the unfairness of creation. Later, dressing in her finest clothes to finally speak to the boy, she discovers he has moved somewhere far away. This second heartbreak teaches her three crucial lessons. Certain things are lost forever, the world extends beyond her small town, and interesting people always leave. Haven't we all experienced those formative moments that shape our emotional patterns? Maria's early disappointments establish the template she'll follow into adulthood, associating love with absence rather than presence, dreaming of escape, and struggling with timing and opportunity. These aren't just a young girl's romantic disappointments. They're the first brushstrokes in a portrait of a woman searching for something she can't quite define. At 15, Maria forms a connection during Holy Week. She prefers imagining romantic scenarios to experiencing them firsthand. Her first romantic encounter becomes a lesson when, influenced by movies, she misreads social cues. When asked, "Don't you want to?" she remains silent, thinking propriety demands it. Conversations with friends later reveal her misunderstanding. A pivotal moment occurs when Maria discovers personal intimacy at 15, experiencing what feels like floating up to heaven and then parachuting slowly down, teaching her that fulfillment can be self-derived. This realization marks her understanding of personal autonomy. In a society favoring passive feminine behavior, Maria's self-discovery becomes empowering, building confidence distinct from her peers. At 19, Maria saves for a Rio vacation while working at a draper shop. Her first encounter with the Atlantic Ocean becomes her gateway to a wider world. On the beach, she meets a Swiss businessman who offers work in Switzerland. Despite minimal experience, she views this as providence and accepts. They communicate through photos and gestures. The next day, she accepts formal employment, embracing uncertainty for adventure. In Switzerland, reality hits when Vivian reveals she'll earn far less than promised. Rather than feel victimized, Maria frames herself as an adventurer in search of treasure. When Roger fires her over a missed workday during a brief romance, Maria uses Swiss employment laws to secure $5,000 in compensation. Her triumph turns hollow when her boyfriend disappears, leaving her alone in a foreign country. Our greatest growth often emerges from our deepest disappointments, revealing hidden strengths. Maria pursues modeling, investing in photos and a phone, but weeks pass without calls, leading to depression. She finds solace in magazines and library books. Nearly broke, she receives an offer from an Arab gentleman who offers her 1,000 francs for sex. She cries, reflecting on her lost innocence, but accepts. At Copacabana Club, Milan teaches her the essentials. Never fall in love with clients, get paid up front, avoid drugs. With her first client, Maria proceeds mechanically, feeling detached. Afterward, she walks home both dazed and proud of her resolve, determined to excel. Maria's descent emerges not as tragedy, but as calculated choice, her first truly autonomous decision in Switzerland. She approaches sex work with pragmatic determination. In her diary, Maria describes herself as a soul with a visible part called the body, noting that without love, she will be nothing. revealing the divide between her physical and spiritual self. While studying farm management, Maria meets Ralph Hart, an artist painting her portrait. As he works, she feels exposed, sensing he sees into her soul. The finished portrait shows her face, but somehow stronger, filled with an unfamiliar light. When Ralph asks if she's a sex worker, Maria defensively claims it's her virtue, that she doesn't deceive herself or others. Instead of judgment, Ralph explains he saw a special light in her, the glow of willpower and sacrifice. This encounter marks a turning point. Maria meets someone who sees beyond her profession to her essence. Ralph's ability to perceive her light challenges her self-perception and reawakens suppressed parts of herself. Their developing relationship leads Maria to explore sexuality beyond mechanical transactions. Through Ralph, she discovers sacred sexuality, where physical intimacy becomes a vehicle for spiritual connection. Sex transforms into a language of souls, opening paths to vulnerability and authenticity she never imagined. Maria finds a Road to Santiago plaque and meets Ralph Hart, an artist who asks to paint her, seeing a special light within her. As he works, Maria feels exposed, sensing he sees into her soul. His portrait reveals a stronger version of her face, filled with an unfamiliar light. When Ralph mentions seeing her before, Maria shows him her farm management books. He asks if she's a sex worker, and she boldly claims her profession as her virtue. She doesn't deceive herself or others. Ralph explains he saw in her the light of willpower and sacrifice. As their relationship grows, Maria explores sexuality beyond mechanical transactions. At his house, she maintains professional distance despite her feelings. Ralph confesses needing her for her light and shares his own profound loneliness. Through Ralph, Maria discovers sacred sexuality, intimacy that transcends physical pleasure to become spiritual connection. This transforms her view of sex from transaction to a language of souls. At the airport, Maria cynically reflects on how movies never show life after the end, the realities of marriage and disappointment, while secretly hoping for Ralph's appearance. During her Paris layover, she maintains hope despite being confined to the terminal. Then she hears someone quote, "We'll always have Paris," from Casablanca. It's Ralph, who'd taken an earlier flight and waited with roses. Though they'd only shared one night together, Maria embraces the risk. She kisses him, unconcerned about what follows the end. If someone tells her story, she'd want it to begin like all fairy tales, once upon a time. Maria's journey transforms her from naive dreamer to someone who can embrace love despite its uncertainties. Her work as a sex worker paradoxically preserves her capacity for love by keeping her emotional core separate. With Ralph, she discovers that true intimacy requires both innocence and wisdom, allowing her to choose love with clear eyes.